Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, this feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax. Chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here, we encourage metaphorically intuitive visionaries to express themselves to the arts. And you never know, what you have to say may be exactly what someone needs to hear. I want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web, via phone, who's taking time out on that busy Tuesday to rock out with us. So, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and slide into the very first round of Lyrical Cypher. Hope you guys enjoy.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Are you beneath the surface? Followed by, what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the Black Salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender. the Black Salamander. Or should I say the Black Salam Man D-E-R. The Black Peaceful Man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the Black Salamander is me.
He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage, replaying images of thoughts, emotions. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each assembly she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string. As if he were Pinocchio, and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure ecstasy, gathering the jigsaw pieces that embodied her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. Challenge me for the better. Take and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes, untie your shoestring. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon. Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. Challenge me for the better. Back and let me pour all my love letter. Let me help you. Take off your shoes, untie your shoestring. Take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll fire. See you soon. Turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. Put your durag on. Want a foot rub. Want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours. I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part.
is there something you need to lose? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the ties to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed in the hottest outfit. When you come home, they pat me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you.
Underrated MC, which one is true, which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch it. A faith tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook through it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be gone. See, everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see, you two don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the tears because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scriptures, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation, what have you stuck again? Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Breathe, capturing the beauty of life's dream, visions of my past, my present, my future, accept the good with the bad, and sometimes allowing emotions to stand in the way of what could have been, should have been, and ought to be. It's never the same taking blame for everything. Life can be a bitter at times, as well as your best friend. It can make you or break you, but it can never create you. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, reactions upon what seems to be nothing, confronting that which doesn't really matter. And so I find myself by myself, because self forgives, but never forgets. Yet I'm willing to let go. I just want to be free. So is it okay to be me?
It's Bacardi and rum. She be looking like she cooking when she under the sun. Got a body like a goddess, apple bottom on Ducati. Shorty is the hottest thing that walk up in the party. Rocking the club, popping bottles above. Got the kinky, make them freak me, till the shocker with love. In bikini or with thong, smoking cheap up in the bomb. They greet me when they see me, once I freak them, then I'm gone. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. My confession make me wanna like I'm Usher. Pretty like I'm Ricky, pleasure P and put him under. And over my shoulder, attention, my soldier. You have become the potential beholder. Beauty and grace, got your booty and lace. Just hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention, she look like she three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
This morning I woke up with breakfast in bed on my mind, but instead I had to get up and take a part and clear my mind. You see, something was wrong in the midst of my own error. I was misunderstood and didn't understand the feeling. You see, my life was lost because I couldn't count up the cost to be the boss because I didn't have a job. And see, my mom was on drugs. And see, my little sister was out in the streets. See, doing bad things, I didn't like this, so I tried to figure out a way to bring my family out of poverty. See, born and raised in the ghetto, we didn't have much things to understand, but see, our car was better than the rest of them. So daily I walked to school, it seemed like I was getting beat up because our things were better than theirs. Understanding that I was still a young child, not even a toddler anymore, but see, I was just beginning to understand the great things of responsibility. These things were coming for me because I was the oldest of three and one. Four, that is, three boys and one girl. But see, I've seen apart from the rest of them because I was different. And see, I didn't want to be like the rest of them. Seemed like they were all going down the wrong road, traveling down the wrong things. Gang banging, drugs and guns and violence. See, I didn't understand that man was still rising. See, I've been seeing in the beginning of the livelihood how it was becoming. He was becoming the great man I called Mr. Pistol. Understand this is a great man. I was still praying on the great man's steeple. See, the Lord walked with me daily and kept me alive through these great things and these travesties. Catastrophic demise, to see, I was loving myself and guiding myself and understand I had to be better to myself. I didn't want to be a part of this great man's society, dead man's entities. These things were coming for me. This was a metaphorically thesis. See, I'm loving the great man that I've become because I understand that I made it out of dead man's poverty. Truth be told, unorthodox speaking and great words I'm metaphorically seeking. Symbolically, I'm simple. Great man's I'm comfy, but I'm speaking with no dimples. See, I keep my hair shaved and my beard, what you call my mane. And see, on top of my head, I got my crown. So I stand afar from being low to the ground. See, I never stumble or fall flat on my face, but I always catch my face and sing amazing grace. See, these are the great words that are entwined coming from my mind as I get down, dance to the tunes of my own reality, my identity. This is the state things, and this is how I'm coming from thee. See, I'm coming for y'all who don't understand dead men living in a dead man's poet society. Great things, this is a sobriety test on AA Anonymous. Great things, I see I'm coming because this is anonymous. Anonymous, see, I'm absent from great man's scene, not public in violence, and not doing things of dead man's society. See, I'm coming out from under and being separated. That's what the word says. Acts 2:38, you better get it right. Your soul searching, seeking great things, and this is believing. See, I'm bleeping in the great limelight to understand this is the great things that I like. I like to eat Mikey Nights on my spare time. I understand, sit back and watch a movie. This is groovy to me, the great man's dance in my own reality. These things are my life and I'm living with stability. This is my reality, not my humility. See, truth be told, in great words, you're gonna understand how I'm being made whole. Feeling myself, understanding myself. I'm always loving myself. This is how I'm guiding it. See, I'm feeling great things today because I'm smiling. But see, I escaped great man's obstacles. And I almost died, but I lived and still here, man. I'm optional. Option too good or bad, but see, I love the Lord, so I continue to do what he said and not be sad. This is what I had before I left. Just great words to express myself and not sit in vain to understand that I don't have to be sad and be a lame man, but understand that I can be better. Not a father yet, but I pray one day I have a daughter to raise and keep away from those haters. Bite biters, great men's, a dead man's backslider. This is Slayer like Buffy and the Vampire Slayer. See, I cipher on great man's blood and Jesus continue to keep me within. Not a dead man's sin, but this is how I love myself. I'm always guiding it. See, I never be fake to myself, always be true to myself. Understand that I'm riding on a great man's cloud where Jesus continue to keep me in. Not an endo cloud. Don't need to be high to have fun, but I always understand this is how we have to get it down before it's a rerun. Truth. Epics and
now there's no misleading to the fact that I too ain't always got my sugar honey iced tea on the right track. But baby, don't get it twisted. My time is well invested in what I call life after the storm. Wrath to the rage, try to write, but ink to no page, so I wait. Shh. Listen. You hear that? Silence. Then I thought to myself, I've always had the ability to see good in everyone else but myself. Why is that, I wonder? So let me make this simple and plain. You see, there's a misconception to the rule. Why is it that we must do unto others as we want them to do unto us? But the first sign of disorder and being weak, we have to be the bigger person and turn the other cheek. Let me give you an example. Love thy neighbor, they say. Lend a helping hand and you'll grow. When in the back of my mind, all I want to do is dial 911 because I done choked that hoe. I am not mean, but always misunderstood. But don't let the nice girl fool you. I can come out of retirement on you and get straight hood. And this just ain't something I heard. This is the truth and what I know. If you know better, you'll do better. I made my share of mistakes in life, so I strive to do better than more better has ever been. Stay 100.
Oh, I died, I win.
Your love of mine.
All those times I said that I loved you.
Your love of mine.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried.
Your love of mine.
Even though you knew I'd die for you.
Your love of mine.
Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried.
Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call it.
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life. What up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, this is just pieces. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Hope you guys enjoyed that first round of Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to go ahead and open up the open mic lines and shout out lines for anybody who wants to spit a little something, as long as you keep it clean and positive. You can sing, spit, do comedy, whatever it is that you like to do, feel free to do so. And also, if you just want to give a shout out, please feel free to do that so as well. If you have anything going on in your community, let us know. We're all about support. So let us know and we'll put it out there. All right. So first of all, we got Truth on the line. What's up? What's up, Truth?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I was just sitting here thinking, I know you're ready for the show this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm very thankful. Actually, tomorrow makes 9 years of Illusions being in existence. We're just celebrating it on the 24th. So I'm most definitely excited about it. All the features, and I know you'd be one. I'm getting on the mic, too. So are you excited?
Who's hosting it? Who's going to host?
Sean Ingram's hosting.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. I didn't know who the host was. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up.
Oh, yeah. You got something
all
for
right.
us tonight?
Yeah, I got something. Let me come up with one word. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Envisions life at its stronghold. Continue to walk. See the light and the blemish among me. Among the power of my strength, that I continue to live strong. Continue to try not to do no wrong and let my life live long. Prospering great. See the relentless of my own self tugging at life like a tug of war rope. Maybe muddy at my feet, but I still move. The miry clay sticks at my heart, and my soul begins to buckle at my knees, but I continue to find my strength from within my own heart, the beginning to start. Like the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, I will continue to rise above all occasions, the strength for me, for my life, and all that has become of a great man. Men that continue to walk and stand within their own 2 feet shall be modern. Within great plays and great words, like pictures on the books, like mirrors on the wall, standing tall so some people can't catch the image that is placed before them. Great words and illusions, smiling and great words of a man that concludes Truth. Rob.
That's what's up. What inspired that piece?
Well, actually, we're riding down the road right now, and I see some light, and so I envision light, so that's how I got my the first couple of words. And, you know, a lot of times I just feel a certain way at a certain time. I feel like that's real for me since I'm a freestyle poet. You know, I just say what I feel and what I've been through that day, maybe within previous days, you know.
Gotcha.
So life is what inspired that piece.
Indeed. Are you ready for the anniversary show? Get on the mic and do your thing?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
That's what's up. Make sure you prepare for 1 or 2 pieces.
Okay, I'm already ready.
Yeah, we all going. I know you freestyle, so you're already ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We all going to go in. It won't be a open mic, so we're going to be going in. Whatever your talent is, just go in and do your thing.
Hey, look, we'll be able to use our own music, right? We'll be able to bring it like we want to, right?
Well, actually, what I was trying to do is go ahead and get the band prepared. So if you got something, let me know what it is, and I'll let you can shoot Kyle a message, and we'll go from there.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because they've been hitting me up on SoundCloud.
You actually send it to Dave.
Okay,
Facebook. Yeah, just send it to Dave on Facebook because I want to be prepared because it'll just be the band.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
He can play anything, so it's great.
Yeah, that was my prayer, and I got what I prayed for. So
yeah,
I'm very
good.
Thankful for that. I do want to give a big shout-out to Teacher, and for anybody who's listening. He is doing some amazing things. I'm looking forward to having him in the building as a special guest.
Yeah.
For the little
yes, yes, yes.
All right. All right, everybody, that was Truth. Please stay on the line. And, we actually going to slide on into our next round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. Won't be up here too long tonight. Going to shut down about 10 o'clock. But hope you guys enjoy. So let's get it.
Before I let you go, can I get a kiss goodnight, baby? Before I let you go.
Something's going wrong. You got slip away.
Me, if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused,
you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others, we must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined because people simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect, having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start, just to satisfy a carnal desire, but a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from their dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from their dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Every week I try to give, like, different inspirational nuggets and different things that I learn. And I, as I grow, I try to give away. And I do my best to try to help people in some form or fashion. And, you know, what I'm saying to you, if it helps, keep it. If it doesn't, let it go. Throw it in the trash. I'm not offended. But I was thinking about something, you know, just how illusions came about. I thank God for the dream. I thank God for, as a kid, just imagining myself in my own coffee house. And I just thank God for being, just hanging in there for 9 years. 9 years through deaths, through sickness, through hard times, through loss of jobs, just a lot of different things that I endured. And I did this for the people. It was a selfless act, and it continues to be a selfless act. And, I do it for the people. I do it for the people to have a platform for them to express themselves to the arts. I did it, you know, and I thank God for the people who have rocked with me, you know what I'm saying, and believed in me to see that this thing is bigger than us, you know what I'm saying? Like, it the whole point about Illusions, and I thank God for the name Illusions, is to encourage you to tap into the better version of yourself. And it's also my ministry. But to draw you closer to God, if at all possible. The same thing here with the Lyrical Cypher. Like, I'm constantly just praying that it helps you in some form or fashion. That it helps you grow in some form or fashion. I'm constantly pushing thoughts and different things into other people as far as you might not see yourself as an author. You might not see yourself as a singer. You might not see yourself as a rapper. You might not see yourself as a comedian. You might not see yourself doing those things. Even if in the back of your mind you thought about those things, but you never thought that you could do it. I thank God for putting those vessels in my life that allow me to touch and tap into them to see that. And that's why we do with Illusion. So that's why these 9 years is so critical to me. Even though we've had, I thank God for the 8 years, for the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years to going on 9, which tomorrow, I remember the place I was in when I decided to do Illusions. I remember learning how to walk all over again and just going to business classes and trying to figure out what I want to do. And I actually decided to do like my own little Boys and Girls Club. And something just changed in me. One day I went to church to do this far-fetched dream that I had in the back of my mind. And I thank God for Reverend Dawson putting it out there of whatever that far-fetched dream that you always want to do, but just kind of never thought it would happen. And this was it. And I just look at how God has manifested throughout the years. Not one time have I asked somebody to hire me or anything. Like, the doors that I've opened for illusions have been nothing but God. I've been the tortoise and not the hare. And I thank God for that. I thank God for just taking my time and slow rolling and making sure I'm in line with my purpose, as opposed to purposely doing something that might not benefit me or I might not love. So I continue to love my gift. I continue to love what I'm doing. I continue to love to help people. And I thank God for that. I'm only one person, so I can do what I can when I can. But the only thing I would say to you guys, with this journey that I have endured and the things that I have learned, like, whatever that dream is that you have, because your dream and my dream may be similar, but it will never be the same. Because we're all imperfectly, but perfect in God's eyes, individually made to do what you're destined to do. And I thank God for the people who've been in my life, who've, like, gone on and to do bigger and better things. I'm inspired by Inkstress, who took me under her wing. I just like to pay homage where homage is due, because I know who helped me. I know who was there for me. You know what I'm saying? I know who believed in me. I thank God for interest, for having my back, believing in me, pushing me, you know. And I in turn, as she, each one teach one, I do the same thing as I grow. And I thank God for the people who helped me, you know, like Sean Ingram, that's one of my homies who've been there from the beginning. Desana Hanu, all these people I met in the same day, Monica Day, 13 of Nazareth, like all these people who've been, Elliot Axiom. All these different people, I just want to call your names out because I believe in you. Lamont Boyce Cox, like, I see him. It's crazy how we talked about growing and knowing that we're going to soar. I'm thankful that we were mature enough to know that you're going to soar and you're going to go other places. That's what's up. But we still going to be cool. We're still friends. It don't stop just because you soar. I want you to soar. I see Ink soaring. I'm so proud of her. And, I, like, you guys are listening, I just want to let you know I thank you, thank you, thank you, Monica Day. I look at how everybody's soaring, and we still tight. It ain't no drama. It ain't no negativity. It's actually we all pushing each other, and we believe in each other. You know, just the different people who made these really, really strong impacts in my life, and my kids who've had my back since day one. You know, Destiny and Jaden, who had my back since I started this and believed in this dream that I had that's continuing to come to pass. I appreciate my team, the team of artists, the ones who've come and gone. I appreciate the ones who, you know, the ones who've come, the ones who've gone. That's what's up. I appreciate the artists who've come and gone because you got to soar and do your own thing. I won't ever clip anybody's wings because I want to see you grow. I want to see you be better. If this is just your stepping stone, then that's what it is. There's no hard feelings. We have to move on and go on with our lives, you know. Big shout out to Truth for being on the team and doing your thing, and now you're doing your own thing. And so I'm gonna watch you soar as you go and do your thing and your production and, you know, different things. So I just wanna say that to you right now while you're on the phone. Like, big shout out to you, Truth, for what you have done with Illusion. So I want to say that while you're on the line. We appreciate all that you do and you've done for Illusions. Now it's your time to soar. So I just want to tell you thank you. You know what I'm saying? For your part that you played with Illusions. The part that you played with Illusions.
For making that platform, you know.
Oh, no problem. Now you get to go and do your own thing. You know, we appreciate the time that you had with Illusions, and now you're going on. So we just appreciate all that you're doing, and I can't wait to see you. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to seeing you soar, do your thing. And True, big shout out to True Productions, your albums, the gospel album, and all of that. And I hope that I've done right by you as far as giving you, you know what I'm saying, like, I gave you all I got. And I try my best to help along the way. But that's why we do what we do. And I just, like I say, what I do, I just had to add you on real quick. But I'm just thankful for what God has allowed me to do, and I didn't quit. I didn't give up. And I thank God for just people showing me that one monkey don't stop no show. It must continue to go on. This might be a show to you, but this is my heart. This is my baby. This is my dream on stage, to draw people closer to themselves, to tap into you, to be a better you. You know, I could have been about me. I'm not about me. I've always been about the bigger picture. And that's why I love the name Illusions, because this is a bigger picture. And I'm just telling you guys, whatever your dreams you have, tap into those things. Go on. Do it. No matter what. If nobody believes in you but you, it's going to be like that. Everybody ain't going to walk with you on your journey. But just know God is walking with you, and he got you. And he'll send you the right vessels and everything. You know, so sometimes things are seasonal. Sometimes situations are seasonal. Sometimes relationships are seasonal. Some things are forever. Some things are lifers. We talked about that last week about lifers. You know what I'm saying? There's some things that are going to be lifers. You'll know. Because it will continue to enhance your life. If it's not enhancing your life, you got to clip it. Learn from it and clip it and keep right on moving. And I'm learning that, you know what I'm saying, daily, because I had a habit of holding on to darkness, trying to put light into it. That ain't my job. That's God's job. So with that being said, continue to dream, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming. I thank God for being able to be evidence that it is possible that you can walk in your dreams. I never thought I would have my own book. I never thought I would have any of those things. I held my book for 5 years. My book was finished 5 years before I put it out. But guess what? I wasn't ready. And when I finally let it out, it was freeing for me. But when I let it go, but like I say, everything happens in timing, in the right timing, in divine timing, if you allow it. I don't want to push myself too fast when that's not where I'm supposed to be going. Because I want to be able to appreciate the journey as I go. So only thing I'll say to you guys is keep dreaming, keep pushing, keep praying, and appreciate the journey as you go. Don't fast forward it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ups, the downs. Discipline yourself to keep right on going. No matter which way it goes, continue to do that. And it will flourish. If you believe and keep, if you have a higher power, keep your higher power, God, in it at all times, no matter what you're doing. So just want to put that out there real quick. And I'm going to go ahead on to our next round.
Well, this is something I know to be true, and not just something that I've seen. Well, this is the story, and to God believe the glory. It's called The Preacher and the Dope Fiend. Now, the fiend was out in the neighborhood, just doing what most fiends do. He was catching him a hustler, buying himself a beer, and asked him to buy him one, too. Trying to hustle up some change, they get him a blast, stopping everybody in front of the store. And no matter what you gave him, it just wasn't enough. He was always asking for more. Well, one day, he stopped the preacher and said, "Sir, can you spare me a dime?" And the preacher said, "Son, I'd give you a dollar if you come to my church one time." And the fiend said, "Sir, I would love to go. It's just I don't have no way." But the preacher said, "Son, no problem at all. Just tell the reverend where you stay." And he gave him some clothes and he dressed them up. And every Sunday he gave him a ride. And this week he got a dollar, the next he got two. And by the third he was up to five. And now the preacher was happy, he was winning the soul, so he continued to show him some love. But the hustler was a hustler, he was a real smooth brother, now he getting nothing but dubs. He said, "Preacher man, I just love the fish to slip off and run down to the creek." And the preacher said, "You know we got revival now, but we can go for show next week." And after church, all week long, the fiend had plenty of dope. So when it was time for them to go fishing, he was ready to go. Now the preacher had supply, all of the rods and all of the bait. And no need to question the fiend's money, we all know it's fake. And while they was out on the boat, the rev had the fiend's attention. And he figured that this would be the perfect time to try to get him to listen. The rev said, "Son, I've been down that same road you're on. And I'll do the same thing every week until all my money was gone. I had to repent and ask God to change my ways." And the fiend said, "Man, that was a long time ago. It had to be way back in the days. This stuff that they got now, man, it keeps you coming back." He said, "Reb, looky here. Have you ever tried crack?" And the preacher man said, "No, but to my God, that is nothing." So the fiend said, "Well, looky here. Let me show you something." He reached down in his pocket and he pulled out his stem. Then he pulled out enough crack for both of them. He said, "If God is as strong as you claim him to be, smoke some of this and get him to set both of us free." Now the preacher felt intimidated, cause the fiend had called him out. Reached out and grabbed that stem, and he put it in his mouth, and he hit it hard, just to show the fiend he did in hell. And by the time that he blew out that smoke, the rev was high as hell. And the fiend was impressed, but it was something that he didn't like. He didn't have enough to get both of them all through the night. Now that they done quit fishing and they was headed home, and the preacher, he stayed over there until all that dope was gone. So he looked at the fiend and said, "I told you that it wouldn't hurt. Now when Sunday comes around, my son, will I see you in church?" And the fiend, he said, "Yes, as long as I can get my dove. Who else there at your church is gonna show me that kind of love?" And no, later that week, the reverend stopped by again. And the fiend said, "Man, we got church tonight." He said, "Nope, I want something for 10. And the fiend said, "Well, these boys right here, they don't like selling dimes." But the rev said, "Only just want a taste. I want to feel it just one more time." So the fiend hooked him up after he pinched around, and he pinched him off some crumbs. And just like that, the rev shook his head like, "Boy, you must think I'm dumb." He smoked what he had, and that was that. And pretty soon, he was on his way. And if you thought that he was gone, he came back the very next day. But this time, the reverend, he had some money, a bunch of ones, fives, and tens. And the fiend's eyes started gleaming and started scheming. He invited over all his friends. Now, the reverend didn't like that the fiend came overhead, because it wouldn't be good if the pastor they committed found out. And for months, they did a thing. They just smoked out of style. And until he realized he had a conscience, and guilt set in after a while. The fiend decided that he'd had enough, so he dropped to his knees and prayed. And he cried and he prayed and he prayed and he cried and asked the Lord to take that sickness away. And through the confessions of his mouth and a sincere heart, the Father answered his prayer. And just like it started, it now departed. That desire was no longer there. But the rev kept slipping and doing his thing, and he figured he'd never get caught. And when he got busted, never again to be trusted, he figured it was all the fiend's fault. Now check this out, the totally switch. The ex-fiend is not preaching the word, and the rev is still smoking. And I'm not joking. It's a true story, not just something that I've heard.
So music goes out at 35.
It'll be, yeah. If I get it right, I can just eliminate like one more line or so.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. But I ain't hating me, I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been, I love everything I've done, I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision, I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. that said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride. And I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Stop biting my shoes.
Come
here. Give me a coin.
Hello, China. I hope you can hear me. Okay. If you can't hear me, well, I hope you can hear me. I have a poem. It's called Longing For. And it goes like this. Longing. There's a huge difference in who we long for, who we settle for, and who we meant for. The key is recognizing that difference and making sure that the one we're longing for and the one that we're meant for are the same person. Love is a two-way street with no dead ends. Be blessed by being a blessing. That's it.
Yeah. Thinking out loud. Ain't got a meal, but I got a few thou. Dance on the rear, make her say ah. Party over here, moving the crowd. Stepping on stage, more than a two-step. East Coast rave, born in the first state. Fire I blaze, days in the main. Got a lot of purple, calling me Haze. And I sway like 45 shade. Just get money, Junior Mafia say. Made a deal on the block, got paid. Deals with the rock stars, got made. No, not a slave, do my own thing. Switch colors of my clothes like a mood ring. Rock for the people, not for the label. Like tissue, money on the table. Straw hat, tilt with an angle. Ribbon that match, down to the ankle. Stop with the fables, cause they ain't true. Let's get money like time when the cable do. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, I'm thinking out loud, just thinking. Thinking out loud, no ice grill with a Colgate smile. Ask if I care, I be like nah. Keep a chick heels in the air like clouds. They be like, wow, how'd he get that? Cause I move a pound of the loud for a stack. You can talk slick, but ain't got ish. Lame in the game, ain't got no friends. Don't try to play me for a clown. You would get punched right straight in the mouth. Born up north, raised down south. Where them boys pull things, let them air out. In case town, yes it goes down. It could be late or daybreak now. Even up top, them things get popped. So I get in, get out, and don't stop. No, not a pump, but far from a dum-dum. Even in a parked car, you can get pum-pum. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. I get in, get up, and get down. Party with friends in a penthouse house. That's how it is, or you can get out. Hands in the air, body rocking, bobbing, weaving, like you're boxing. Just for the evening, don't be a heathen. Look around, tricks for the treating. Like Halloween, St. Patty Green, Christmas wishes, New Year's Eve. This be an anthem for a dancer. Body enhancement, moving master. Dance floor, no place to park. Baby got back and placed it on the golden zip like polling strip. Private dancing, I had to sit. So remarkable and rhetorical, overcomes all of the obstacles that he faced in a ratty race. Never disgraced, but so complacent. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. I'm thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Thinking out loud. Just thinking, just thinking.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Chyna, with the Lyrical Cypher. I'm actually going to open up the open mic line one more again. Let's get it. What's up, Truth? What you got for us?
Where's my phone?
Can you hear me, Truth?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
Is it pretty clear?
Yeah.
That's what's
I couldn't find my phone.
I
got something. I'm standing in the mirror looking at my image, thinking about what I look this way tomorrow, the day after that, or the day after that. Will I smile like I'm smiling now, or will I see the image before me to be vague? Differently from the way I am appeared, my smile with blemish. Not being founded by my own soul, but being confused by something retributive. Undisputed in this world, the king I profess to be, I find my strength weakening sometimes while I continue to pick myself up with the words of inspiration that gathers within my mind and make me feel like I'm something better, someone greater, so my image does not diminish. So that it doesn't look vague to me and my smile continues to look great upon my own face, so that I can continue to see where my love and my strength lies within the strength that I'm developing way deep in my loins as it comes through my breath, assessing the great loins and my own success. I continue to rise above all things. I continue to rise above my own affliction, Truth. Rise.
That's what's up, everybody. Truth with that poetry. All right. I'm looking forward to the 24th. I know you are. Just putting out there again, Illusions 9th Anniversary Show.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, everybody. The Truth on the line. And we're going to Miss Nikki on the line. What's up? What's up? Nikki, all the way from Los Angeles.
Hello, Miss Chyna. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
To be honest, I'm tired. That's why I'm late calling.
Are you good?
I had two appointments today, and I'm just beat. And I came home, and I said, okay, I'm going to wake up in time to call in. It's 7 o'clock.
I'm just now calling in.
Are you good? Look, I'm just going to let you know, I was about to shut down at 10. And, yeah, so when I saw some more people call in, I was like, okay, cool. What I'll do is stay on a little bit longer. And had some technical difficulties, but it worked out. It worked itself out.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did because, you know, I did have a few here and there, you know. I got an oldie but goodie for you.
Let's get it.
Okay. This one is called I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar. As a woman of God, I try to do what's right. When I go to bed, I pray every night. My mind and thoughts are all over the place. Lord, help me to stay focused and be filled with your love and grace. Sometimes it gets hard to put in words what my head wants to really say. But biting my tongue and choosing my battles, I'm like, who cares? I already won. That somehow takes the pain away. Then I hear a ding, that ding. And there goes my mind wondering, why all of a sudden so much to say? You see, I stand my ground, and I will always be around. And to the others, I'm not in this for play. This is my life, to be his wife. I'm here to say, we are as one, as you can see. We chose each other, but God chose him just for me. That's it.
Uh-oh, I can dig it. I'm scared of you, lady.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones I did, like,
I remember
2016. Yeah, I was like, okay.
Hey, you've been rocking with us 2 years, right?
Right. 2 years.
And look how you've grown. You know what I'm saying? You're writing your own stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're on the verge of writing your book.
And my
face
right now. You're
actually laying your own tracks.
Right.
You lay your own track. You're not over here, you know what I'm saying, like, oh my God, who's gonna lay the track for me? You actually tapped into it, and I thank God for, you know what I'm saying, like, good friends telling me different things that you could do as far as, like, get smart recorder.
Mm-hmm.
And record yourself.
And trust your help.
Yes. Hmm?
I said trust me to help between smart recorder and two phones.
Exactly. And then look how creative you are. You got music in the background. Most people be too afraid to do that. Depending on somebody else, you actually, you know, you got a source, and then you went in and you researched and you figured out what works for you. And that's how it is. Like, when people encourage you to do things, you have to find out what works best for you. You can't do it my way. I can't do it your way, because it might not feel as satisfying,
comfortable
to do it the way I do it. But if you actually took the time out, look at what you did with Misconception to the Rule. You know, I can't wait to hear I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar on the song that you choose and send me the track. I mean,
I'm working on
creative juices flow instead of wanting somebody else to do it for you. Exactly.
I'm working on that one, and our timing is off.
Exactly.
I'm working on
that. I mean,
but
look at how you've grown. It's amazing.
Yeah, thanks to you.
I can't wait to finally meet you and give you a hug, lady.
I know, me neither. Soon.
Oh, yeah.
Real soon.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And tell Carlos we said what's up. DMX poetry.
I sure will. Keep encouraging. Please.
Oh, indeed.
You already know.
Prayers up.
I need it daily.
Shoot, pray for me, too.
I know. I will. Always do.
Oh, yeah. And I don't know if you heard what I was saying about when I was doing, like, the inspirational nuggets, what I was talking about, your dreams. I was talking about how for 9 years, even though this dream was inside of me, like, I never knew that it would manifest to this point, but I was 14, 15 years old wanting my own coffee house, like, to be a Nikki Giovanni poet.
Right.
Oh, with my own coffee house in Largo, Maryland, retired. But I realized in order for me to be a Nikki Giovanni poet, and I thank God I had a chance to, well, a friend of mine gave me a ticket to go finally see her. I got a chance to see, I may not be able to do it like Nikki, but I'm going to do it like Clavette.
Right.
Or China or whatever. But I realized in order for me to get to that level of artistry, of activism and all those different things that she did, like all the selfless acts that she did, in order for me to get to that, I would have to put in the work in order to, you know, like, be retired and have my own little coffee spot and just sitting third or whatever. So I got to put in the work. I feel like God put me to work with Illusions, with Lyrical Cypher, as a motivation speaker, you know what I'm saying, life coaching, all substance abuse counselor, all those different things. As a mother, like, I'm still getting some form of experience to bring this to the table, you know. So
right.
My biggest encouragement to you, because I know you're a mother, I know you're a writer, I know you're an up-and-coming author. You know, your album is coming out. I'm already speaking those things into existence because I believe in you. You know, as those things are coming to manifestation for you.
Right.
Continue to be persistent. Continue to be consistent with your dreams, whether your days are, or you got a bad day, a good day, or whatever. Continue to believe in you. And that's what I'm constantly pouring into people. You know, to constantly, to be you, tap into the best version of you, and just keep doing what you're doing. And that's just like basically what I said in a nutshell when you want underline. So I just want to share it with you because I know that you say you listen to this inspirational nuggets that I put out. That's just what I said. You know, to keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, and remain consistent and continue to persevere regardless. Because I look at like 9 years of death, near death for myself, losing jobs, doing shows with no job, not even knowing how it's going to roll, but I'm doing this for the people. I never did it for just for me. It wasn't about me. It's still not about me. If it was about me, I would have quit a long time ago, honestly, because I don't do it for the money. There's times I walk away and everybody paid but me. But I'm fed spiritually to keep it rolling when I could have quit. It's easy to quit. But to maintain is hard, but I appreciate the journey because I wouldn't be the woman I am without it. And then, like I said earlier about the people who've been a part of, like, whether you're seasonal in my life, whether you're a lifer, you'll know if they're lifers or not. You'll know if they're seasonal. If they season, even if you're seasonal or not, I'm not mad at you because you've done your job. And I've done mine. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But like I said, there have been seasonal people in my life. There have been seasonal team members. All those different things. Like I said, the truth earlier, like, I appreciate the role that he played with Illusions, but we have to continue to press forward. And I know that he's going to soar. I'm never going to clip nobody's wings. I want you to be happy. Whatever you're doing, I support you. That's just what it is. You know, I appreciate everybody, my kids, all different people that's been on my team throughout the years, Carlos, some everybody, like this Carlos Parker, who's, like, rolled with me from day one. He's one of my brother's friends, who's, like, one of my brothers, who rolled with me from the beginning. So I'm only basically just giving a synopsis of these 9 years. Has not been easy, but it's all been worth it.
Right.
So,
and I appreciate you. I really do.
Thank you, lady. I really appreciate you.
Because, you know, it's days that I feel like, ugh. And then some days I can... Like the song goes, I won't complain. I have good days and I have bad days. And that's me. You know, that's anybody, you know. And I just have to roll through them bad days. But them good days, I can get through with no hassle. But them bad days, they seem to hit me. But I still have to get through it because I still have to push myself. Because I have two little ones in there.
They depend on you. And
exactly.
We can't ask our kids to do anything we're not willing to do.
Right.
We can, you know what I'm saying? You ask your kids, go do this and go do that, but they don't see you doing it. Where's the motivation?
Right. Exactly.
You're telling your kids a dream, and that's one of the reasons why I did what I did with Illusions, because I'm like, okay, I got dreams, I got different things that I want to do, but if I'm not living it, how are they going to live it? They're going to have to go outside of me. So instead, why not do that now and let them see?
Yeah,
and you're
true.
Doing that. Look at you as your girls on the radio. Your girls got inspired to get on the radio and sing and spit. Like, come on. You're doing it.
Oh, my God. They did. I remember that.
Exactly. What I tell you, I told you guys a while back, whoever's connected will be affected with any choice you make. So they're affected by the choices you're making to grow outside yourself, to do something you wouldn't normally do. To tap into a version of you that you never knew existed.
Right, and now, like, on Tuesdays, they'll ask me, Mom, are you going to call in? Mom, are you going to call in? Like, mm-hmm. Today, I was prepared to call in on time, and I just lay down, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get up. As soon as 6 o'clock hits, I'm going to get up. And my baby came right in here and was like, huh, are you calling in today? Because she's been around here singing.
That's
her little heart.
She is asking Mama, are you going to call in today? That's what's coming, like, that
does
my heart.
She asked me, she said, are you going to call in today? And she just
tell
came
in. Tell little girl, I said, what's up? And I can't wait to get back on the line.
Yeah, they enjoy, I guess, listening to, you know, me and Carlos on the line, you know.
Exactly.
Just, you know, inspiring like you do, you know.
Thank you.
And it's, I'm going to make you laugh right quick. So my baby, she's in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they do this out there, but when you're going into middle school, they show this film about life to the fifth and sixth graders. It's, you know, about the male female reproductive system. So my baby, I know she's so girly and, you know, she mm-hmm. don't know nothing. She's clueless, like blind streak. Clueless.
Right.
She's coming here and she's like, Mom, you got to sign this paper. And I'm reading. I was like, uh-oh, because we had been asking her over, you know, a period of time since she got into fifth grade, have she got that paper yet and have they looked at the movie? And she was like, no, what movie? And I said, no, you ain't looked at it yet because you would know. And
mm-hmm.
she came in here yesterday and she's like, Mom, I need you to sign this paper. So I'm reading it. And I was like, uh-oh. So I was like, do you know what this movie is about? And I tried to explain it to her. And I'm like, I haven't done this since my 13-year-old was in the fifth grade. And then
right.
before that, 10 years. 10
mm-hmm.
whole years. And I'm like, okay, am I rusty? Do I need to refresh my, you know, refresh myself about what this movie is about? Because when I saw it, we saw it as a group, the boys and the girls. Now they do it, China, where the girls see it on one day and then the boys see it on another day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like clueless as to what she's going to be watching now.
Right.
I mean, I know what it's going to be about, the core of it, but I don't, I mean, I told her, I said, if you have any questions, just come back and ask me after you see, and then we'll take it from there.
Right.
I don't know what else to tell you. And I mean, I'm like as clueless as she is right now.
Right.
But it was so funny because she came up to me and she said, Mom, what is this movie for? And I was like, I didn't know how to explain it.
Right. Man, it seemed like it was like that. It's like, and I think our parents went through the same thing, you know, with the math to them could have been new math. And new, like,
mm-hmm.
you're going over homework and different things with them, and you're like, I don't know nothing about it. Like, this is foreign language to me. It's weird.
Right.
Because, like, the way they do, like, I'm used to, I think my son was probably in third grade, like his third or fourth grade year, they stopped writing in cursive. And that blew my mind. Because
serious?
I was like, why are they not? And cursive
yeah.
is necessary because how do you sign your check? They say print and they say sign. So
exactly.
are your children going to be confused with, okay, what does sign mean if they don't know how
mm-hmm.
to sign? And so I was
That's
like,
right.
wow. You know, and when they stopped doing that, I was like, okay. And there was a certain things that they stopped doing. It was like right now,
wow.
I thought he should be into doing trigonometry, something like that, or whatever. But
mm-hmm.
they're doing all these
mm-hmm.
tech math.
Right.
You know, everything's
mm-hmm.
computer. I'm like, okay, where's your homework? So I'm feeling like he's slacking. He's like, oh, we did everything on the computer today. What?
Yeah, they don't bring in homework anymore. Everything is classwork.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay, where's the homework? And he was like, we did everything
right.
on the tablet.
Right. And everything
okay.
is computer age.
What
it
happens, I mean, God forbid, like relying on technology. Mind you, technology is awesome, cool, good connection, good
yeah.
network, good way to learn, educate yourself. Sometimes it can be also, it's got a good side and a bad side, pros and cons.
Mm-hmm.
But I also look at what happens when technology shuts down. What do you have? Where are your books?
Right.
Where are your references?
Mm-hmm.
You got to write one day.
You got to show your work. Hmm.
But showing your work is on tablets now.
Right.
It's not, yeah. I don't know. But I guess this is just a new age, you know, and that's that foreign things our parents thought. Yeah, exactly.
Because these kids nowadays don't even know how to go out there and live life. Like when I was in school, we had like home ec, sewing, metal shop, wood shop, mechanics, all that. These kids don't know how to go out there and do none of that unless someone at the home teaches them, because the school system is totally different from when, like I said, when I was in school. And they used to have a course called life skills.
I remember my skills.
Need that. They need
Indeed.
That. And they go out in this world and don't know nothing. You know,
well, they also need
if they don't get taught about it at home, they don't get taught at school, and then they get thrown out into society and don't know nothing. Like you said, how to sign a check, how to use an ATM card, all that, you know.
How to survive without technology.
And I blame the school system because they took a lot of that stuff out. They blamed it on the funding. Okay, I could see the funding. But at the same time, you know, they used to have teachers that really, really cared about the students. Now they there just to get a paycheck.
Well, I would also encourage parents, even though they're learning things at school, they still got to learn things at home, to show your kids how to grill. Show your kids how to fish. Show your kids how to hunt. Show the kids how to survive. Like Darwin's theory, show them how to, you know, survive the fittest, because it's necessary, you know, to get out there and survive regardless of the fact if this happens. Okay, because this could fail, and that's something I teach my kids, and I never forget this. We had a really bad hurricane. This was fire about 10 years ago. Really bad hurricane, and my kids got a chance to, because mind you, back then, technology wasn't as, I think we were just emerging from flip phones at that time.
Right.
So we were emerging from flip phones at the time, whatever the year that was, and we had this really bad hurricane that lasted forever. Like, we didn't have any lights for weeks or whatever, and we had a grill. And we had food, and in the neighborhood, we all pitched in. And I would cook on the grill. My neighbors would cook on the grill. We toss what we got on or whatever. And my kids learned how to survive. Now, my daughter, and she, and I'm going to put her on Front Street, but she was the one crying about not having a phone. And not being able to back then with MySpace. So she's crying. And then, like, her friends her age are crying. They're upset. I'm like, I can't cuss on the mic. But I'm just like, I could cuss on my show, but I ain't going to do that. But I'm like, get your butt out here. Forget that. Forget that phone. You got to cook. Matter of fact, go get no charcoal. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, get some water. Go to the store. You know what I'm saying? Something. And I would say in about 2 days, she shut up. And she had to make it happen. She won't think about that phone no more. She went out of the phone so long, she forgot she had a phone. And when the phone came back on, she wasn't even on it. But she realized that she had to make it. And she was like, Mom, I can't believe we was grilling fish on the grill. We was putting corn. We was putting all these different things. I said, baby, you can put all those regular things up there anyway. It's just you're not used to that because you had to go over and beyond. And then we all had to share because we didn't have. And then ice, we had to literally go pick up ice. You know, and then, of course, you got to take a bath. It wasn't a hot bath. We had to make it happen. But I thank God for those precious moments because it taught my kids to survive. So whenever we have storms, they're ready. Whenever we have whatever, they're ready. And now she's got her own place. She's ready. And her, you know what I'm saying? And I realize I see that in her now. I mean, she's getting on my nerves. But I see that in her now that she, that prima donna phase is gone. She's grown up. And now she's teaching that to her friends. She's a cook. When they go to party, they're asking Destiny to cook. Because she's cooking like I taught her how to cook. She's cooking cuisines, all these different things. She can do it. But when I was thinking she wasn't listening, she was listening. While I was thinking she wasn't paying attention, she got it. And then if she's confused about, hey, Mom, how do you cook this pot roast? She'll call me, get the directions, and keep it pushing.
And see, that's what I was telling you about Miss Lauren, you know, my 13-year-old, she's, since I've been down, she, you know, she can shop. She went to the ATM. she has been cooking and cleaning. She's 13, and I'm like, okay, I'm very proud of her because, you know, my older two daughters wasn't able to come home, but at the same time, it's like my baby. I didn't think that, you know, she was she was listening, and she was listening.
Yep.
She stepped up, and she's been right here.
That's right, and she got your back.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
Oh, yeah.
These kids, what are we going to do with them?
Well, look, we got to keep teaching them so they'll know each one teach one. Like I was saying earlier, you keep teaching them, they're going to pass it along, and then they'll see the reason for this, you know, because we can't rely solely on technology to live, to survive.
Right. And you know, I mean, just like I said, we still learning at the same time, so, you know, we learn from each other.
That's right. That's right. That's why I say I don't mind being transparent. You know, when I get on this show, when I'm talking to you guys, or just in general, because it could possibly help somebody.
Exactly.
You know, it helps me, so I just pass it along.
If you can use it, keep it. If you can't, toss it.
And I won't be offended. Let me find out you about my height, girl.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't be offended because I'll share it. If you need it, keep it. If you don't, toss it.
Okay.
Indeed. I got one more caller on the line. Well, we got Truth on the line. About to spit another one. And we'll go ahead and shut it down.
Okay.
Thank you, Ms. Nikki. I appreciate you calling in.
All righty. Anytime.
All right, buddy. Thank you. What's up? What's up, Truth?
What's going on?
Not much. What you got for us? We're about to close out.
Okay. What you want to hear? Oh, I know what you like. You gonna hear my fiance in the background hollering at the dog, but we're gonna try to block them out.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. How do I understand your question? The love of life in me continue to walk, and I see the stars beyond the clouds before they become me. You see, I don't understand your question. Why are you asking me why I look the way I look, the talk, the walk, and walking before I mean what I said and say what I mean before I live a lie, die, and cry? I don't understand your question. The strength that's falling upon me is the glory and it's the power that Jesus has given me continue to speak the words that come from utterly upon from my mouth. I don't understand your questions. You see, at night I lay and my body soars and rackets in pain, but I know within the morning, due time, joy come within the morning because Jesus continued to give me the strength to live, walk, talk, and see. You see, I don't understand your questions. It's a great lies within my stanzas, become my theses, make paragraphs from the words of the meekness that I continue to put forward from my mouth when loins brings no false litigation. You see, I don't understand your questions of why the mountaintop seems too high for you to reach. May the valley too deep for you to climb out of. Are those rivers over there too deep for you to swim? See, I don't understand your questions. Sit down, listen, and learn something better and greater. I understand that you can be a great person, man, woman, child, anything you want to be within life. Chase your dreams. Be a dream tracer. Truth. Wow.
Uh-oh, I can dig it. Oh, also, when you start your show, you know, so your shows and anything you got going on with True Productions and your albums, please let us know, and we will support you.
Cool.
And cool. Can you do a quick plug?
Look, you can reach me on Facebook, of course, and I have put a song on SoundCloud. I don't know which one it is yet. If you want an album, some jewelry made, a hat, I have hats now, sweaters. I've actually started doing embroidery on my clothing and albums. I'm actually going to work on the next album now because I've gotten all the music made. So the next album will be out within maybe, I'll say, 2 to 3 weeks from now, probably sooner. The next album will be out and ready. And the name of it will be Truth. Just
hit me up on the book, inbox, messaging, whatever. Let me know what you need, what you want. Any way truth can help, let me know. And
what's
I will
up?
Still always, I will still be at Illusions. I ain't going nowhere. I'm not leaving Illusions. We'll be at Illusions. I will perform at Illusions. And I'll continue on the radio show. But I'm not going nowhere. I'm just, you know, going to do something extra. You know, make open mic if I want to do open mic. But it's basically just for a studio, really. But I was thinking about open mic venues. It would just be additionally upon the month. It would not be on the nights of Illusions open mic. Will not be on that night if I decide to do open mic.
Right. Well, I just wanted to put out there, like, we appreciate everything you've done for Illusions, and I'm praying for you to continue to soar, do your thing, and just keep doing what you're doing. And we appreciate your continued support.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That was truth. All right, so what I'm going to do is we're going to slide out with this last round of Lyrical Cypher. I hope you guys enjoy. Let's get it.
Really, really,
really will I be made whole?
Really,
will the soul of my dawn be strengthened? Can I find, can
really,
I hide? Really, can I walk in the greatness of the meekness?
Really,
really can my love be strong? Can you understand
really,
what's made wrong? Will it be long? Really,
really,
can I find the heights between the mountains? Will they crumble and my voice
really,
as it speaks? Where the rivers ripple, where the valleys be echoed through the valleys, shadows of death we don't understand, don't fear nothing. Really, it is the soul to be made too long for this story will always be told. Will it be between the books and pages of our own statutes? Will the structure be well known up under our feet, but our foundation be strong in me? Really, will the love for the long suffering or buffering? Will the meekness be guided by the happiness and the joy? Really? Do you understand strife and dying by knives? Gunplay not fair for us to live and lie and die in vain? Really? Can love show me what is done? Where the end begin and end? Really? Tell me where your heart. Does it pump blood fluently? Does it run like it never ending courses? Fluent like floods, rivers, streams? Does it stand still like an ocean in the midst of the jungle? Really? Do you roar like I do? Like a lion in the brush hiding to be lurking, seeking and leaking? Really? Can you feel the soul to be made whole? Will your mind be underwind and rewind for the fast forwardness of a greatness? Will your past present be the meat of your future? Really? Will the sun shine before the stars run moon away? Before dawn invades summer? Really? I don't understand life at its best. Sometimes at its worst is where I get my strength. Really? Yes, see thunder and lightning comes greatly. Too soon for me to understand hardly. Really? So do you understand where life lives? Will it die in vain? Will you live and lie insane? Will you all be coming within the cane? The cane of your cane before Abel killed his own brother. Really? Does it end in this? Does it end like this? Will you live in love and life? Really? This has been the Truth Productions exclusive. Listen to us roar. Rah!
Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings, like you're loving on me, infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody to soothe me, release me, kiss me, hold me, love me, and never leave me. Play that guitar. Therapeutically, play for me. Let the song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.